Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Moin, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Kelly Heckert Kennedy, mom of two, to talk about her experiences with Over the Rainbow. Over the Rainbow is a private school that functions in English and French and is located in the city. Have a listen and let me know what you think. Obviously, this is just one parent's experience, so experiences vary, but I hope that you will find this a candid conversation about what's working and what's not working at the school. Have a listen and let me know what you think. And as always, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me on social media at Mom Life in Luxembourg, or you can email me at any time at momlife@rtltoday.lu. Merci Filmus, and enjoy the show. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us today. So today we're going to talk about Over the Rainbow. Before we talk about Over the Rainbow, I would love to hear your Luxembourgish story in as much detail as you feel comfortable. Who are you? How long have you been here? How are you liking it? Etc.
Great. So Luxembourg story. I think I didn't know what Luxembourg was a couple of years ago.
Totally.
Many of us. I work at Amazon. I think we all know who that is. And I've worked there 15 years, a long, long time.
Wow.
Yes. Part of my journey there was an international rotation, was something we wanted a chance for our kids' family life experience to be. My husband and I have been dating since high school. I took him backpacking around Europe after college. He loved it. And we moved to Sydney, Australia about 5 years out of college. And he loved that. And so when we had children, we knew that was an experience we wanted for them. Amazon's hard sometimes, but with the goal of getting here, we decided our daughter was starting sixth grade and our son was going to be starting kindergarten. So out of the preschool years, we decided perfect cutoff time. This is when we're going to make it happen. Amazon's big, lots of opportunities anytime. So yeah, we made it work. Europe was the place. Another language was the place. And Luxembourg seemed like a good fit.
So cool.
Easy to travel, easy to learn a language. Yeah.
I have a big smile on my face. I love that you've been dating your husband for forever and you guys have experienced the world together.
Yes, it's been fun.
How are you liking Luxembourg?
Luxembourg is just easy. It's an expat community. It's very small. You can get your bearings very quickly. Everyone's been through it. So there's so many helpful people. Once we stopped being afraid to try to speak English to people and figure out who else speaks English with us and ask questions, tons of resources available. It's just gathering it all and putting it all together. The schools are nice. The playground facilities are nice. The public transportation's nice. There's just really nothing to complain about other than the weather, but we're from Seattle, so.
It's okay. Weather's so bad. Mm-hmm. I think I must really love it here that I'm willing to put up with the weather. So when you moved here, your youngest was in preschool. Mm-hmm. And is that when you started Over the Rainbow?
Yeah. So when we moved here, we had two different ages. We had an 11-year-old that was going to start sixth grade, and she's a sports fanatic. ISL was the choice for her because it had a robust sports program, an opportunity for her to play sports year-round, travel with sports, do all the things she was used to at home in America. It's a big thing, playing the sports with schools. However, our youngest, going from preschool to kindergarten, he doesn't care about sports. He doesn't know about sports. For him, we wanted the language. And our choices coming here were difficult to find. So when we came here, we had her signed up for ISL. We didn't have a school for him.
Old was he when he came here?
He was six.
Oh, he was six. Okay, so that would have been like first grade.
First grade at home. Kindergarten at home. He's an older, so he's a November
okay.
birthday.
Kindergarten, first grade. So did you consider local school at all?
Totally. That was the plan. We weren't going to put him in ISL, honestly, because of the prices for kindergarten. I just couldn't pay it.
It's a lot.
We moved into Bel Air. Good neighborhoods, good schools. Maybe he's going to local school. We really had no idea. Even after she started school and schools were starting, we had applied it Over the Rainbow. There wasn't spots. And we had looked at some of the other international schools, but he was going to be in the English track. We wanted French as part of his curriculum. That was really hard for us to find at that age. A lot of the schools start at second or third grade.
Oh, right. Okay. So if he had gone in local, he would have gone into German.
Yes. And Luxembourgish, which we thought maybe not as useful as French, which our oldest was going to be learning and we were going to be trying to learn. So,
okay.
So over the rainbow, we were super excited when we found out about it, but there wasn't space. The day before school started, they called and said there's space in the French class. So his homeroom was going to be French.
Okay. So you're doing the Luxembourgish experience of plopping your kid in a classroom where they have no idea what's happening.
Totally. Most days he came home, we're like, what'd you do? He's like, I don't know.
So Over the Rainbow, as I understand it, is a bilingual school.
Yes.
So can you explain that?
It's super great. From all ages, half the day is French, half the day is English. Certain subjects are in French and certain subjects are in English. For his kindergarten grade, what it meant is he'd have a French teacher, a French classroom for the first half as his core room. That would be his language skills, his reading would all be in that class. Then he would switch classrooms to the English class and the English class would come to the French class. We'd have a different teacher, different classroom, and he'd do subjects like math and science in English.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. And when you say that his homeroom was French, does that mean half the school has a homeroom in English?
Yes, kind of, depending on the grade. So it's a super small school compared to a lot of them, just over 200, I think.
In the whole school? Number.
Maybe my numbers are a little outdated, but right now there's only one first grade class.
Wow.
Whereas there was a homeroom French and a homeroom English. Right now he's in first grade and there's only one. So half the day a French teacher comes in and half the day an English teacher is in the classroom, but it's only one classroom. A lot of grades have one class per grade. I think the graduating class this year of 12th graders was a handful of kids.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So let's back up a little bit. Mm-hmm. The school is in the city, right?
It's in Limpertsburg, technically. Yeah, kind of the borderline between Bel Air and Limpertsburg.
Yes. Okay. So the school is in the city and it goes from early years?
Preschool. So he was matriculate 3 last year and there was a mat 2 and there's a mat 1. So it goes from preschool years all the way to 12th grade graduation.
Wow. What's the curriculum?
So the grade school is just general grade school curriculum. I haven't heard a name for it. Whereas in middle school, they have the MYP, similar to other schools.
MYP stands for middle years program.
Yes. Middle years program.
And that's IB, isn't it?
Yes. It's getting IB ready. So they are IB for the older grades.
Okay. So when you graduate from Over the Rainbow, if you stay until high school or 12th grade, you end up with an IB diploma.
Yes.
Yes, interesting.
That's newer. They were working on that last year. They've just started graduating kids recently. For the most part, that school has been geared towards younger kids, preschool and grade school, and then kids move to other schools. We've seen some friends move their kids to other schools this year to have sports, other class opportunities. I think the school is small. The classrooms are small. So as the kids get bigger, they kind of outgrow it.
But maybe not, because some stick around till 12th grade.
So I think the benefits are the school's small, feels like a family. The teachers know everyone. So your child is kind of looked after from the beginning all the way up, like they're raising them.
When you say small, and I think you said something like 200, how big are the classrooms?
I think my son's class is 20. It's the first grade. That's the only first grade class.
Okay.
And last year there was 2 kindergarten classes, 20-ish each.
That's not small though for a classroom in Luxembourg. My son's public school had 17.
I think they're normal class sizes for Luxembourg, but there's just less of them.
And do the kids continue to have half French, half English all the way through high school?
It was really cool this year. We got to watch graduations. They did graduation for kindergarten to first, and then the fifth graders graduating up. We saw these ceremonies, and each of the kids spoke in both English and French as part of their speeches. So yes, it's just ingrained in them. Their Christmas performance, French songs, English songs, it's all kind of half-half everywhere.
So everyone who graduates from there, goes there, is going to end up being fluent in English and French.
Yes.
Is there an opportunity to learn Luxembourgish or German?
Mm-hmm. They have German, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese. I'm not sure about Luxembourgish, but they have a couple other language classes that become available as the kids get into the older grades. We haven't gotten into those yet.
My son wants to learn Japanese. That's cool. To keep going on the curriculum question, how academically challenging is this school?
We're in the younger grades, so it's a little hard to compare, but right now he has homework once a day that is pretty much every day in French and English, but it's really a worksheet that we repeat what he did in class. It's repetition. So I feel like it's very age appropriate that it's just repeating the sounds, repeating, trying to read. So it feels, I haven't heard from friends that have kids throughout different grades. It seems pretty comparable to what I'm hearing and seeing with my daughter in middle school at a different school. I think the subjects are individualized to the smaller class and the smaller kids that they know. He does extra bonus math stuff because he's good at math, even in first grade already. I feel like they're meeting him and giving him challenges when he needs it. He needed more help in French last year. He was one of the few kids that didn't speak French, and now he's in this French classroom. He was getting extra time with French practice, and there's the floater teachers or the extra teachers. Some of them know him because they would spend time with him with French last year a lot more. So we've talked to them this year of how well he's come along. So yeah, it just seems that there's always a teacher available to help with the extra, whether it's a challenge or a need for some extra coaching.
Talk to me about the sports opportunities.
Mine is for us, they have sports clubs. So they have the after school clubs, like they have the martial arts type club. So I think you can do some stuff through there. They had, I think they even had a soccer club for spring session. So I think you can do it at a club level on the quarterly sessions, but it's not teams competing with other schools.
Got it. That brings me to the structure of the day. Obviously, local school, they have that lunch thing mm-hmm. three times a week, and then Tuesday, Thursdays, you're just out. If you go to an international local school like Michelle Lucius or Gaston Thorne, you automatically, well, I should say Michelle Lucius, you automatically get a spot in the daycare. Mm-hmm. Does this school just go all the way through?
Yeah, we go all the way through. So I don't see a difference between ISL and Over the Rainbow. My kids go in the morning, they come out at the afternoon. The only difference is their schedule's a little different. So the hour early release on Wednesday, theirs is on Friday at Over the Rainbow, which is kind of nice when we're trying to take off for a weekend. The school holidays pretty much align. They have the same February break. They have a April break for 2 weeks, but the weeks are a week different than ISL. So they overlap by 1 week. They don't overlap all the way. Christmas break the same. Yeah, so it's kind of the same schedule, but there's no midday break. It's lunch and recess time and then back to school.
Up to you if you want to keep them in after school clubs.
Yes. So then there's after school clubs. There's also a lot of the creches that will pick up there. Some folks go to a couple of the vans come and pick up. You see the kids afterwards and they go straight there and they get picked up. The parents then get them at the end of the workday at the creche, like anywhere else, I guess.
I wonder why you'd send your kids to a creche after school if they have after school clubs.
Depending on the age, there's only a couple available. So there's like maybe 10 clubs. Most are going to be available for the second, third plus graders. So the younger grades don't do as many because it's more hands-on babysitting, helping than doing the activities. I think the younger grades go to the creches for full-on activity every day, regular, versus the clubs are one day a week.
Is there a bus that takes the kids to and from school?
I have never seen school buses there, no. So okay. I think it's all pickup drop off. The only thing I see after school is like the vans that pick up with the creche names on the side that are transporting kids.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing to know if you don't live nearby and you don't want to schlep your kid.
I have not seen any school buses there.
And it's a private school. Mm-hmm. Does the lower school have IB also?
I don't know.
I think a lot of the lower schools, it's kind of the same basics curriculum. And then when you get older, it's what test you're going to study for.
Yes, the lower school seems very much like the standard five subjects that go over and over, like math, science, social studies, art, music, PE, right?
Right.
Like, that's what they do.
So overall, how's it going? What do you like about the school? What do you dislike slash think that there's room to grow?
Overall, we love the school. It's been a great fit for him. He's a shyer, quieter guy. Learning the other language was a huge bonus for us. It really feels like a family community very quickly. He was the first child they've had with nut allergies.
Oh.
Yes, which was a shock to us, but they did special training. They check in on him. They ask us questions for education and support on it. They're very cautious. It definitely feels like everyone knows who he is. from the first couple of weeks of school. And it's been really nice, especially moving away and not having family and friends and the people that we've grown up with the whole time, to quickly feel that he has someone watching out for him and knowing who he is. I think on the flip side, the con is it's a small operation. I work at Amazon full time, and then I'm engaged in ISL with the other one. Those are big operations. Communications are very rigorous and timely, and there's a lot of them. And I'd say sometimes we feel behind on what's supposed to be going on or what we know or don't know. We rely on the parents' WhatsApp group, honestly. Usually once a week, a parent will post, does anyone know what's going on with this? What are we supposed to wear? My child said they have show and tell. What are we supposed to do? We do rely on the parent groups to find out information that, you know, I wish was maybe a little more organized sometime, just for, again, a full-time working mom that plans 2 weeks in advance to make sure everything's covered. That's been probably the hardest. But when we ask the school to share the information, they have it. It's just,
you have to be more
proactive.
What is the official communication? Some schools have an app, some have a WhatsApp group. Is there a parent teacher association? Is there a homeroom mom? How does it work?
So it relies on the teachers, which is a lot of burden on them, which is why sometimes it's lagged. They use Google Classroom. The teachers have a Google Classroom set up that you get into with your kid. They post the homeworks there. They post things coming up in the classroom. I don't know if it does, but that app doesn't have a forcing notification thing. So you have to go in proactively and just look weekly to see what's there. Mm. There's, depending on the teacher, a lot there. There's pictures of what they've been doing. There's what's coming up for the next week. We get emails from the school. Like I said, usually kind of within more of the week's notice, as far as like, this performance is coming up, you know, this Christmas event's coming up, whatever. So those are our two main streams of communication. And then the WhatsApp parents group is where we get a lot of the last minute, don't forget this, don't forget that. No uniforms today. Oh, we wear uniforms there. Should say that.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I think that's the only school in Luxembourg. Oh no, maybe St. George's also has uniforms.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
The uniforms are pretty low key. It's a white polo shirt and they just wear blue pants, jeans, jogging pants, whatever. They have a little sweatshirt with the emblem on it, a hoodie, zip-up sweatshirt. On sports day, it's a blue t-shirt with the logo on it and a gray sweatshirt with gray sweatpants. Yes. And then Friday is free dress day. Now, for a younger kid, I love the uniforms. There's no, what are we wearing today? Dramas in the morning. You grab the same shirt, you grab the same pants, and it just works. I've always really liked it from an equality standpoint, although with private schools, it's a problem around here, but it makes it easy. It's nice. And I said, it's not a hard uniform.
So you mentioned that your son has a nut allergy. And obviously that's an allergy. It's not like a disability or a learning difference or whatever, but I do want to touch on that. As far as you know, do you have any experience or can you speak to how they can support a child with special needs or learning differences?
We haven't had that support in the school or needed that yet. But like I said, there's a lot of floating teachers. So we often hear about other teachers in the room working with a kid. So I think it's available and they're pretty hands-on with it, but we have not directly experienced it.
Would you say it's a neurodiverse affirming place and an inclusive place, or maybe not?
I don't know how to tell, honestly.
Well, at ISL, for example, they have billboards that say Billie Eilish has Tourette's and they're real big on inclusivity.
Yeah, that's probably one weird thing. We don't go into the school that much, actually. It's like you drop off your kid. And the school events, the school's too small for any events. So the school events are all at offsite locations.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So we only see the classrooms and the hallways, and it's pretty much just for the kids' art projects once a year at the open house of the beginning of the year. And that's about it.
And now we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Lisa Burke, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome you to The Lisa Burke Show, your go-to place for eclectic conversations that really matter, the kind that make you think, feel, and hopefully leave you a little bit more inspired. Every week, I'll be chatting with some truly incredible guests, experts, everyday heroes, and maybe even sharing a little of what's going on in my own life. I'm all about finding stories that move me, unpacking everything from the latest trends to the deeper human issues that shape how we connect and live. So grab your coffee, get comfy, or take your dog for a walk and hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget, you can watch the full episodes on RTL Play and listen every week on Today Radio, The Lisa Burke Show, where we explore life in Luxembourg and beyond.
If you're enjoying Mom Life, you might also enjoy Today Radio's Office Hours with me, Adam Peterson. It is the show where we answer everyday questions about life and work in Luxembourg by talking to business owners, employees, entrepreneurs and experts. We have many mom-friendly topics on the show. The merits of hybrid working, how to choose a gym, and how performance is managed in different industries. In the same way dads are welcome on Mom Life, you don't have to work in an office to enjoy office hours. Get office hours wherever you get your episodes of Mom Life.
You mentioned you feel like it's a very family vibe. How's the parent community?
Parent community is good. The parent community, super supportive. Everyone wants to meet everyone. There's a lot of social welcoming things that even people that have been there for a while show up to welcome new people. I think the vibe is everyone's helping everyone out. I think that WhatsApp group is really where I feel it. Oh my gosh, don't know what's going on with this. Does anyone have any clue? Copy paste from Google Classroom, or this was sent out the other day. Everyone jumps in with replies that knows what's going on. We also do a couple social things that I love there. We do coffee chats once a week. There's a French coffee chat and an English coffee chat. You can come in the afternoon before pickup one day a week for each language and practice your language skills with others if you want. And so parents show up to that, and it's a nice kind of social time to chat with other parents.
Super. Yeah, yes.
It's kind of fun.
What about the student body? Like fully international, half American, half French?
Totally international. So there's 46 plus countries represented. It's a huge mix. They do an international day every year, which is really fun. They host a fair. The kids and families bake stuff from their country. They set up booths. Kids do activities to do displays or do projects about all the different countries. They split them across all the different classrooms and age groups. So it's really fun. They definitely promote everyone's from different places, and that is a cool thing.
So let's talk about the teachers. Obviously, every school has good teachers and bad teachers, but overall, what's your experience? Do they motivate your kid? Are they strict? What's the discipline structure, et cetera?
Yeah, the teachers are good. We've had a lot of turnovers of teachers this year in our classroom. There were some things that happened at the beginning of the year for us. There were teachers ready to jump in. So one of the concerns with parents is French and English teachers, making sure that each are native language speakers so that the accent is taught properly. I didn't know that was a thing. I'm American, and I guess we don't pay attention to that as much. But that was a huge chain of messages and emails with all the parents. So this teacher's not available. They're putting in a sub for the French, or the English teacher swapped over to teach the French one. And then it was like, well, does she know French? Does she have the native French accent? You know, this and that. And then someone else was backing up to teach the English temporarily. I know there's a lot of time spent on recruiting the teachers with native language, the right accent for the French and the English for each classroom. The specialty teachers also seem great. A lot of them have been there a long time with the school. And again, with the size of the school, they know all the kids. Like, it's amazing. They teach all grades, all levels, and they know all the kids. We haven't had any problems of too strict, not strict enough. For example, our parent teacher conference this year, she talked to us about how serious Bryson was, and she said he's a really serious kid and it's great. He tries really hard and I'm trying to get him to have fun. She was addressing not only his academic, but his personal and how he interacts with the classroom, which was just really nice to have feedback on. We had consistency between the French and English teacher on the messaging. It seems like they work well together. With it being such a small community, the teachers probably all talk to each other regularly.
What about, I feel like that small community could be great, but it also might be like everyone knows your business.
A little bit. As things happen at the school, word spreads fast, you hear about it. And I guess maybe from a privacy issue, it's not ideal sometimes. I know some folks at the school that went through some really tough times beginning of the year, and there were a lot of people that reached out to them for support and offered help. I'm not sure you would get that everywhere versus just people kind of noticing that you're checked out or not doing things that you normally do, or your kid's not engaging and not knowing why. So
absolutely. So it is really like a family, tight network, and families are always up in each other's business.
Yes. Yes. So you just accept the good with the bad, I guess.
Speaking of good with the bad, I want to close with that. Is there any dedication in part of the curriculum or anything that you've noticed about social emotional learning?
Not that I can think of, honestly.
So it sounds to me like all these kids are pretty neurotypical and don't necessarily have behavioral issues or social emotional extra needs or learning differences. I don't know how that's possible, but that's what it sounds like.
We have not had any crossover with that. And so maybe it's not our business and I just don't know about it because we're not in the schools actively. I don't see it, honestly, or know of it.
But if it's such a tight community, like you say, and everybody knows everybody's business, wouldn't you know?
Yeah, it seems like I should. Yeah, I'm trying to think really hard.
So if you're a parent of a neurodiverse child who's considering Over the Rainbow, you're definitely going to want to look into this a little
bit
more. Do
your research. I would definitely ask about it. Like I said, I think the pros could be that it's small and there's probably one-on-one attention and availability to get to know the child and figure out how to work with them and their experience level with how often they have the opportunity to support someone like that. We were the first nut kid.
Wild.
Exactly. So, and it was, but like I said, we talked to one of the teachers at a birthday party bowling event and she was like, oh my gosh, you're the nut kid, we had a special training for you, we removed a tree in the back for your kid.
Wow.
But yes, because we joked about it in our first few months, it's like they've never had someone with nut allergies. It could be that, you know, I don't know their experience with neurodiversity or how often they've supported that. I do think it is a smaller evolving school. A lot of that you see as the kids get older and you can figure it out more. It's geared more towards the smaller kids historically.
Do they plan to expand?
They do. As far as I know, they're building a new school that's going to be bigger. So I think they're trying to grow and continue to evolve, add more sports opportunities, add these things in that are important for the bigger kids. So I think there's some cool stuff coming in the next year, 2026-27 school year, maybe. Because I was looking timeline wise, it's still a couple years out. But yeah, there is a bigger school. I want to say Strassen area, directionally a little further out, maybe. Yeah, but there'd be something to look into if you're planning a few years there and into the future. Yes, it is going to be expanding.
All things were equal in terms of cost. Mm. Would you send all your kids to Over the Rainbow or would you make a different choice?
I definitely wouldn't send my oldest there right now. I just don't think it has the structure she needs for the sports. The academic challenge may be there, but I'm concerned a little bit about the academic variety just because the classrooms are smaller and it's a smaller group of teachers versus the variety she gets at the bigger school. If they were both younger, totally, I think the right school and great opportunity and would choose it again very easily. I think the opportunity to learn the bilingual, a true bilingual school versus some of the international schools where your English track or your main focus for your first years is that one track. We feel super fortunate to have found this in our neighborhood with a spot available the day before and for the younger age kids.
Great. Well, Kelly, thank you so much. I think we'll leave it there.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.